All right, next up is conditional use number 2604, Alvaro E. Perez Roballero.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business with outdoor storage and parking to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Cedars Corners Road, which is Sussex County Route 638, approximately 410 feet south of Redham Road, which is Route 40. The 911 address is 16694 Cedar Corners Road, Bridgeville, and the tax parcel ID is District 430, Map 17, Parcel 23.01. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of a deed for the property, and we have received 2 comments. Thank you.
Whoops. Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Is there someone here representing this application? Okay, would you like to come up, please? Could give us your name. You heard what the director had to speak about for your application. We need to get your name first and then anything you'd like to add to your application.
Hello, my name is Alvaro Perez. This is the first time being here, so I have no idea how this goes.
Okay.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what your business is and what you're looking to do on this property, and also how it fits in with the neighboring properties?
So all I'm looking at is just for storage my equipment, store some leftover materials.
So when you say store leftover materials, what exactly are you talking about?
So let's say if I have a, let's say if we do 10 yards of mulch in the truck and I have, let's say I have a yard left. So, you know, I need a space that I can put that on until I get the next job so I can use.
Okay. And then I think I saw on the site plan you're showing storage bins or areas designated to store.
Yes, so the storage bins will be for like yard waste. It'll be like towards the bottom of the property, and then there will be a 10 parking space if needed for my employees.
Okay. And you're not planning on doing any grinding of any material there, trees?
No.
Anything like that? So the storage would only be for, like, mulch?
Yes, for, not just mulch, but would be, like, any
stone,
landscaping material that I will have left over. So let's say if I have, like, dirt or some gravel or some river rocks, so I need the space so I can put it on and then... So I can reuse it for like the next job or something.
Okay.
Does your business does it involve anything like fence installations or any other kind of larger material, construction kind of material? No, okay.
Do you have material delivered to this site? Is that your hopes for that?
If that would be a possibility, like if I can have delivery, have a mulch delivery there for my needs, then yes, but if not, you know.
So potentially like tractor trailers bringing in or dump trucks with a load of mulch, load of stone?
Basically will be my own vehicles. Go pick it up at the suppliers and dump it there when I need it.
Are you using dump trucks for that work or?
Small dump trucks, yes.
Small dump trucks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm trying to see on your site plan, where exactly would you propose storing this material? Because what I thought were bins are actually referenced parking spaces.
Is it the open storage area or?
I'm planning to do like, I think it's a 50 by.
You can walk over there and point to that, please. Thank you.
So this section right here will be the parking space for employees.
Right.
And this will be the storage areas right here.
Okay, so what's referenced as truck and trailer parking is actually going to be your bins, storage bins for...
Is that a truck and trails right here?
Yes.
That's what that says.
So just to the right of that, it says open storage area.
So there's a little rectangle to the right. There. Yes.
Yeah, so that's where the storage area will be for the mulch or...
Okay, just in that area and contained. Okay.
So you'll have 2 dumpsters, it says, and then beside that, you'll have that that storage area for the...
Yes, so basically I need an area for, like, I think will be like, probably 10 by 40, so I can actually space them out. And then right next to that will be like two dumpsters for like yard waste.
Okay, would you come back over here now if you would, please? And then for the proposed pole shed, what exactly do you intend for the use of that?
My lawnmowers, technically, basically to keep all my stuff under the cold weather or rain.
Okay, go ahead.
Any mechanic work?
Yeah.
You have any mechanic work done in the pole shed?
No.
Do you do any grinding of any material there so you won't be producing any mulch using a chipper or anything?
No.
And do you have any chemicals that you'll be storing on site for the use of the business? Pesticides, any?
Not really, no. I don't.
No herbicides?
No.
Okay.
Can you tell us anything about what might be similar activity in the area that's close by for you that is of commercial use that's existing? Is there anything else that's in the area that's commercial use? Any kind of businesses nearby?
Not that I know. I mean, I've seen a few other businesses, but not, I don't know if they're commercial or not.
Okay.
Are there other landscaping businesses or other kinds of businesses that have the similar, you know, that may have dump trucks coming in and out that are within a couple miles of this facility?
Probably on the opposite side of the street.
Okay.
On the other end, I was to say.
Okay.
What about your fuel? What do you do for your fuel for your equipment, your mowers, your tractors? Do you just buy that as you need it? Do you
I usually buy as I need it. So let's say every couple of days I stop at the gas station and fill everything up.
Okay, so you don't do bulk tank?
No, I mean I do a couple gallons just
as
I need it, but not.
So do your employees come here in the morning and then hop on your company's trucks and go off to the site, you know, with trailers hauling their lawn equipment or whatever? How's your business work on the site?
So usually if I really need I have total four employees.
Okay.
Two are full timers, and it's seasonal. So in season I might have like four or six as I need them. If I need extra person, I get a couple more extra persons. But so we'll be like 50-50. Maybe like 50% of the time they'll drive up to there. But if I don't need them to drive, I'll pick them up.
Okay.
Yep. So.
Okay. So there's not a lot of traffic coming or going employees wise in the morning or afternoon.
Nope.
And what would be the hours of operation?
It'll be from 7 to 5 p.m.
Do your workers get there before 7 or are they there at 7?
I'm sorry, what's the question again?
You start at 7. Nobody's going to be showing up before 7?
No, so we'll start at 7, but they usually show up like quarter after 7.
Okay. Yep. A quarter of, okay.
How about weekends?
Weekends, maybe every now and then we work on the weekends, but like I say, I usually either pick them up or weekends is like to go finish a job that we started, like let's say a Thursday or Friday and we didn't finish. So I usually drive and pick them up.
So what hours would you need for a weekend?
That will be, I think it's the same hours that I have on the, it'll be 7 to 5.
And do you do snow removal that you would need to? Okay.
No.
All right, thank you. Anybody have any other questions?
I see the home on the property. Is that your home right now?
I'm sorry?
The house on the property, is that where you live right now?
Yes, as of right now, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. No, I just saw that on there. I was just trying to make sense of the layout here. And then it looks like you're proposing a fence across the back of the house with possibly a gate going to the backyard? Or?
Yes. So it's got, we will try to fence in the whole, I think it's approximately like, it's close to 3 acres, I think, total. It'll be fenced in for all the equipment.
Okay, and then the only other one talking
about. Wait a minute, what area is he talking about?
Right behind the, see where it says manufactured home? the rectangle that's up at the, where it comes down, there's a little blue line that goes across to the back of the house to the...
Right.
And then that's like a fence.
But he's not talking about the long, because the conditional use limit is at that line. That's what I thought he was just talking about. Okay.
Well, yeah, I just meant for that property, if it was going to be fenced in completely with a gate. Servicing your own equipment, do you do that? Change the oils?
No.
You don't? Okay.
Occasionally, but not, let's say if I really need it, it's running low oil, just add it up, but usually I bring it up to the shop.
Okay.
Anything else? Anybody else have any other questions? Okay, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
All right, is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2604, Alvaro Perez Roblero? Is there anyone like to speak in opposition? Sir. And give us your name. You may have the floor, sir.
Hi, my name is Brian Claremont. I live at 16738 Cedar Corners Road, which is the adjacent property. I'm a tenant there. I've lived there for 20 plus years. The owner of the property, Anthony Fasano, is here with me, along with other family members. The property in yellow is applicant's property. Our property is the one directly below it that says 5 acres. It's very oddly shaped. If you look at the picture on the screen, there is a wooded tree line that, for the 20 plus years that I've been there, has always been a natural property line that I have maintained, mowed the grass, used the property for kids' birthday parties, playing sports with my kids. We've rented bounce houses. We've always put that kind of, if you look at the picture, you can see there's a mobile home. That's our home. And there's a black truck. And then if you kind of go over the property line between that and the field next to us, sorry, we've always used that for, like I said, we've had parties, bounce houses. I've contacted an attorney on behalf of Anthony Fasano. We do have an adverse possession claim that we will be pursuing. I've spoken to an attorney this morning about it. Because we have used the property for 20 plus years, open and free, we've maintained the property. No one has ever attempted to mow, maintain the property. No one has ever contacted us about the use of the property. As long as I've been there, it's always been our front yard.
Excuse me, can you go over to the screen and show us exactly the area you're speaking of?
Yes, so this is a mobile home here. The property line, like I said, is very oddly shaped. We've always used this part to put bounce houses. I've played baseball with my son out here. And then going up the property line, as you can see, there's power lines that start basically right on the property line that go all the way down to the house. And then it's supposed to be a drainage ditch, but it's so overgrown you can't really see it. That goes down the length of the property and stops right here at this field. At this strip here, I have mowed, maintained this property, used this property for the last 20 years. As you can see, there's a pretty big barrier here. It's not easy for anyone to come across. Maybe they could come around back, loop around, but we've always maintained that. The previous owners,
yes, please. Thank you.
Before you continue, Mr. Robertson, is it relevant to our decision here whether or not there's a property dispute that apparently may go forward?
At this point, I mean, it's information to have in the record, but that's not going to impact the outcome one way or another. I mean, you know, it's ultimately going to come down to whatever court decides, you know, in terms of ownership, if there's adverse possession claim that's pursued. You know, and if that then impacts whatever approvals we've made, then it would. But for right now, you know.
So all we need to know is...
There's a dispute.
Yeah. We don't need to know. We aren't the deciders around that at all.
Do you have opposition of what he's trying to do, let alone property lines?
Yes. Yeah, so this is a very, I don't know if you can zoom out, it's a very rural area. There's fields on both sides of the property. There's trees. There's not a lot that goes on. It's very quiet and peaceful. Having a commercial landscaping business basically in my front yard, on Saturday mornings, I can wake up and lay in bed and I can hear, I don't know if it's a chainsaw, something constantly going. It's usually only on Saturdays, but there is a noise issue that I've noticed since the applicant has started his business. Just a little backstory, it's the property was sold at sheriff sale 3 to 4 years ago. Due to lack of taxes being paid, I guess the previous owner, like I said, we've always maintained that portion of property, and whether they neglected, abandoned, we've always taken care of it, and eventually that area was overgrown and taxes weren't paid. I don't know what happened to the previous owner, but the house got sold at sheriff's sale. I don't know who purchased it, but eventually the applicant was deeded the property. And then now he's trying to do this landscaping business that is, like I said, it's basically in our front yard.
Okay.
I mean, I can look out where this fence is going to be. The house is 900 feet from the road. So if you look at that, the straight yellow line, can I walk back over to the...
Mm-hmm.
So the proposed fence is going to start here at this corner, go down. This tree line in the ditch is going to have to be all cleared out. It's going to go across here, all the way down this point, and then cut over. So basically, if you look out my front door, I'm going to have a 600-foot fence going down the front of my property with a proposed parking lot that looks like, according to the plans, is going to be about right here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean... It's like I said, it's basically right in my front yard.
Okay.
I suspect the fence is part of the site plan in anticipation that it would be desirable for the neighboring properties to be shielded from seeing what's happening in the landscaping business, but that's...
Right. So the property does, from the house going up to the road, it's an incline.
Mm-hmm.
So even a 6-foot fence, I would be looking, I could see right over the fence and all the way up. It's a fairly large property. So I mean, looking out the front door, I'd be seeing trucks, parking lot, equipment, stuff like that. Right now, it's nice because, as you can see, there's a very thick wooded tree line that kind of blocks it off from all that. That was all wooded and at one point just brush, and now you can see it's cleared out. There's equipment and stuff everywhere. Luckily, we have that tree line now to block it off so we don't see it, but once that tree line gets cleared out.
So the preference would be leave the tree line and don't worry about the fence in that area if it gets approved.
Correct.
Or plant a new tree line. Right.
In addition to
what's
there. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Anything else?
No, I don't believe I have anything else. I think that my family members. Would...
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Who would like to
thank you.
Speak next? Sir? And ma'am.
I'm Rita Fasano. I live on Cedar Corners Road, a few houses down. This is my brother, Anthony, who is also the property owner. I just wanted to make a comment, if I may. We did submit an email regarding the case, but just want to talk about the residential area where we live. The reason why we're opposing this is that there's concerns regarding heavy traffic issues and safety concerns for your children. This property is very close to Redden Road as well, so we anticipate the increased traffic with the equipment that's going to be in that region, as well as the area of congestion near Redden Road as well. We talked about Brian, who is presently on the property, and he's planning on upgrading his living condition to building a house. So obviously we see some concerns with that. We've been there for over 18 years. If this is approved, it's going to drastically reduce quality of life, creating safety issues for our children, as well as decrease in property value. We've been there since the late 80s. We purchased because it's agriculture residential area. We wanted the residential type of aspect of living. Our conclusion for all of this is that we appreciate anyone who works hard and they want to establish a business. The main concern is that if this is passed in a commercial status, it's also going to create a leeway for future property owners that come into the area or purchase property to create another commercial business arena, which is kind of something that we're very concerned about. It's going to decrease our quality of life in a residential type of environment. There's also an increase of congestion and accidents in the area, not only for Redden Road, but we have a small part of Cedar Corners Road. Cedar Corners Road is severed by the northern part, and we're in the southern part. And people sometimes use that area with the increased traffic, and we just anticipate more increased traffic coming through that area. So we really don't want to see a compromise of our safety and quality of life because of us moving into a residential agricultural region. We'd like to keep it that way, please.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, I'm Anthony Fasano. The only thing I do have is we do have an issue with traffic there. It's current. Since 2023, I was rear-ended pretty good. Destroyed my boat, my truck. You can see on Redden Road, everybody knows what they're doing. They're putting stop signs, four-way stops in. It's crazy out there. We just don't want it. We want to go back the way we are. That's how we want to stay.
And also, if I may interject, we found out about this situation as of yesterday because there was no posting of the sign for a public hearing that we had seen. There, evidently, it was behind the equipment that was sitting in front of the property. I'm just saying, in a fair situation, you know, we just kind of found out about all this situation yesterday. So, I'm just.
Would they have been notified, Mr. Wood? There's a copy of the sign that was up. Now, what happened to it after the county posted it? It's could be
right.
Was this question?
But it was not visible from you.
Was that the same spot you saw the sign in, or did the sign
move? I seen that sign yesterday evening on my way home. I passed this house.
It was posted April 8th.
Huh?
April 8th. It's in the bottom right-hand corner.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, in all fairness, we're neighbors.
Yes.
Okay, and you want peace.
Yeah.
But I also want to live in peace. Okay. Bringing a commercial business isn't me living in peace.
I think you did say something about, you know, if this were to be approved, it would open the floodgates to other commercial businesses.
Yes.
This is a conditional use process. It's if this were to be approved and the applicant were to stop performing this use, it would actually eventually lose its approval for a conditional use at all and just revert back to the status that it has at the moment. And it doesn't really impact substantially the ability of anybody else to do anything of a commercial nature without going through this exact same process and facing the same kind of comments and probably more opposition depending on what it is that someone wants to do. So, just thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. So anyone else would like to speak in opposition?
No? If we could call the applicant back up, though.
Yeah, and I have a question. Mr. Whitehouse, did we get here because of a complaint?
I need to check.
Non-conformance.
Let me check these.
This site is obviously in use. Yeah, we can make up.
So I just want to make sure your testimony is accurate on this, because when we look at the Eagle View pictures of the county, it looks as though there's mulch, there are trees or wood that's being ground. You know, it looks like there's a grinding machine in one corner of the property. You know, so you said there's no grinding going on.
Not in the property.
This is right on the property.
Yeah, that's,
we've got photographic evidence that there's a grinder on
it. Not the machine running on the property, though.
Well, how do you explain?
I've been clearing the whole property.
Okay.
So you're not grinding for the sake of your business, you're grinding to clear some of the property.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. I mean, because that's why I wanted to call you. Photographs show there's, you know, big piles.
Yeah,
so there was big trees, and like I said, the grinder just got it probably about a year ago, and with being busy, I mean, I haven't finished doing everything. So it's a big, big property, so.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add to your comments based on what was just?
The only, what the neighbor mentioned about this, about the sign being moved, we haven't touched the sign at all. The sign is it's been there since you guys put it on.
Okay. Well, with these high winds, maybe it got blown over too. Okay.
And I was at the site a few days ago, and I do recall seeing the site because I always look to make sure that I see it to confirm I'm in the right place. So it was at least there, I think it was Saturday.
All right. Is there anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay.
30 seconds.
Oh, right. Yes, I did ask
Well, maybe the applicant can answer the question about whether we served an NOV. I think we might have served a notice of violation.
Were you served a notice of violation because you were doing this operation without having prior approval?
The violation was about having a lot of stuff in the yard, yes, but I've been cleaning it up. When I moved there, that trailer, there was a lot of trash. So it's taking me time to get it clean. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. All right, anything else?
Yeah, so there is a constable's case on the property dating back to June of 2023.
So it's 3 years.
Yeah, but that also sounds like that's consistent with the testimony about the tax sale. So you know, that would have been when that happened as far as cleanup. So,
right, okay, all right.
Maybe we can look at that further.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anybody else have anything else? No? Okay, I will close the public hearing for conditional use number 2604. Mr. Pettyjohn, it's a pleasure. I'll put it on you.
It wasn't me, was it?
Yeah, you just defer, though.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. You caught me off guard.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I move that we defer action on conditional use 2604 for Alvaro E. Perez Ribeiro.
Second.
For further consideration.
Sorry.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2604. Ribeiro. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries.